Okay, now you can continue, honey.
No, you can't just randomly throw this. Here's the show, guys. Talk about whatever you were talking about before.
All right, well then, hey guys, welcome to What's Your Dinner. Guess what? We're in another car. I think the last like fucking six shows have been from a moving vehicle, with the exception of last week and Dad. Like, I've been on tour buses. We've been in Vegas, driving home from Vegas with David Gee.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I wasn't
there, the tour bus, so I'm happy to be back.
No,
hi,
and Allison, yeah, she hasn't been on the show for so long. Welcome back, Allison.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Oh, the old gang's back together, honey.
Yay, the gang's all here. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Allison has gone a little Broadway gay.
Gone a little girl. I've been.
You have definitely been.
But yay, and happy
happy
belated Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgivica,
yes,
to everybody.
And I think it's still Hanukkah, right?
I think it's still Hanukkah.
So
we're
happy.
On the third
night. Well, no, when people hear this, I think it'll be like the sixth or seventh night. Whatever.
Ooh,
happy
we've
Hanukkah.
We've just taken down the fourth wall.
Damn, honey, you ruined the illusion. And we, like I said, we're in a car right now, and we're actually driving to Naples, Florida, not to be confused with nipples, with the family, for big family thing. And in the car with us is my brother, Darren. Hey, bro.
Woo!
Timing!
Inside jokes are fun for an audience.
I'll say two things. Number one, I've never heard that intro before, and it's just absolutely terrible.
I know.
I'm so disappointed.
I love Flipper.
I'm disappointed
in
you.
It's the T.I.
It's everything about it. It's everything about it.
It's the T.I. application,
you
and
know
it's
what?
Fabulous.
I did that, yes, on an iPhone app, and you know me, I'm not musically inclined, so I think, for me, that was pretty damn good.
You're very technologically gifted and savvy, and that was my expectation for an intro. If you're going to go out of your way to have, you know, what is it, 7-8 people listening to this a year, I figured that you would set up something a little more. And wait, I just wanted to say to Allie, and I guess it's really strange that I'm doing it right now, but as I was just a bystander a moment ago listening to you guys talk, it's interesting how you're talking like people are actually listening to you right now. Like you're on the radio. And,
well,
and now here I am doing it too. You stick a big mic in my face.
Welcome to
is
the world.
Is this your first time on the show? I think this is the first time on the show for Darren. Oh, my goodness. Well, you see, yes.
Timing!
We do like to keep the illusion that we are currently doing this in a studio in a very professional
Except
stance.
Except that he opened it with, we're in a car.
Well, yes.
True.
But people know that, too. But no, Darren, do you know what a podcast is? It's essentially like a radio show, but you just don't have to do it live.
I understand.
Okay, good. And by the way,
yes.
The song is catchy.
The song is catchy. Do you want to write a song? My brother is incredibly musically talented.
Hence why he's teasing us about this.
Do you want to write a theme song and we'll record it?
I would love nothing more than to not be involved with this.
Well, then fuck you.
Podcasts are my very best friend. Inside jokes are fun for an audience.
Well, no, actually, if anybody out there has my very rare collector's edition first CD.
If any of the six of you listening.
There are at least 10 people. We have a lovely, loyal following. Would you stop grabbing
the mic? So does this mean that we can say anything about anybody since, like, really the people that would be listening to this, the potentially dozens of people that would listen to this, would not know any of the people that I referred to?
Perhaps. Sure. Do you want to... Well, what do you want to talk about? Because before we started the show, we were talking about our past sexual escapades, specifically in our previous, in my apartment, in my domicile. Thank you.
Our current bed.
Well, our current bed, Allison and mine, we've only had sex in that bed.
Unless anybody we know of.
I was gonna say we've had people house it for us,
and they probably have had sex in our
bed, including
and that's
a gay
okay.
couple.
That's okay.
I know it's fine. It's just
That kind of changes things a little bit with the bed situation now.
We wash the sheets.
Yes, of
Anytime
course.
Anytime we come home and been house sitting, we usually wash the sheets anyway.
Was there blood on the sheets?
Oh, God.
Jesus. Blood and defecation. You have to remember to put the microphone in front of his mouth when he's talking.
I hope no one heard what I said.
Good.
I think people heard what you said.
That's good.
Is it good?
I'm going to end up being the loudest person because I get the microphone all to myself.
No, we were talking about in my former domicile, in my old apartment, I counted only 5 people, women. Let me rephrase that, 5 women that I'd had sex people.
Yeah, you could just say people.
Although there was a baker. There was a baker.
That's why he doesn't care if there was gay sex on our bed, because...
I know that smell.
He's like, I remember it well.
I remember that smell. It's a good smell. And Allison...
smells like cookies. Cookies.
Now, Allison, you... I think this has been discussed on the show before, but you've had sex with only... I'm your 7th, right?
Number 7. Lucky number 7. I'm proud and embarrassed to admit that at the age of... I've only had sex with 7 people.
Are you already... Blah, 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 blah?
Yeah. Can you believe in a couple of weeks I'm turning... Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh.
I'm having my dyslexic 13th birthday.
Oh, that's dangerous, baby. Should never admit how old you really are when you're in Hollywood.
That's why I said 13. Hello, it's the sales technique of what if I tell you I'm 299, you won't believe that I'm 3.
What are you, a pack of gum or something?
that's what I mean. Like, it's the illusion of the 2. The illusion of the 2 makes it think that it's cheaper. So the illusion of the 13.
I see, baby. Well, as I was saying, you have only had sex with 7 men, but of those 7, how many were in California?
Now, in the bedroom or like fully?
No, yeah, in the bedroom that you've had sex
in
your own bed.
In my current bedroom, not the current bed because we got a new bed,
yes.
But in our current bedroom. There was a total of 4 people I had sex with before Flip in California, and 3 of them were in the bedroom.
3.
One of them was a short enough relationship of which his property was way closer and more convenient to my work.
My wife's a whore.
Yeah, I'm a whore. 7 people
I'm kidding.
Have seen me naked. Well, I mean.
That you had sex with.
Yeah, exactly.
Back when you were straight.
I have a follow-up question. Now, 7 people you've had sex, like, insertion, penetration. Now, are there other people that you've not had sex with that you've given, like, several more blowjobs or have several more guys gone down on you? Or is that it? Is that, like, the
okay,
sample?
People to see me naked? No, 7. Like, I'm weird. Like, you don't see me
like,
naked
if
I just
like, if you were getting you naked, you were going all the way.
If I, pretty much, yeah.
Interesting.
Now, I might have been diddled, like,
nice for you,
I might have been diddled in clothes or, like, around clothes when I was
you
a little younger.
You were diddled in clothes?
Well, I mean, like,
tell
you know.
Tell me how you feel about that.
Dr. Phil now?
She's talking about being diddled in clothes.
I mean by people that I allow that were, like, in the similar
now,
age category.
Now, you gotta
category.
Understand, if someone diddling you through clothes, you know, you can't just sit there and let them little, you know, little diddler on the roof. You gotta, you know, grab them by the balls and say no.
No, look, I mean, only a few people. That was, like, you know, growing up when you're in, like, late middle school, early high school, and you start, like, playing around with people. Like, yeah, but I would say that I, yeah, have probably, like, blown, maybe, like, 5 to 10 people on top of that. I don't know. Come on, blowjobs are easy to give out.
You blew guys when you're on top of them?
Huh?
What?
Like,
blowjobs,
I don't know,
really
I can't,
like
I like, I'd have to sit here and, like, physically, like, go back in time and try to, like, count, but the number on top of the 7 that I've just mentioned, the number on top of that would be somewhere between an extra 5 to 10, I don't know, no more than
5
10,
to 10?
No more
that's
than 10.
That's a big jump, honey.
Look.
It's between 5 and 78,
look.
Somewhere between there.
Look, okay, you want me to sit here during this podcast and really think about all the people I've blown?
12 to 17 penises is what she's trying to reference.
Is exactly.
Her range of, so we'll call it 15. We'll call it 15.
I've roughly, yeah, blown 15 people. Come on, 30-something.
How do you roughly something. Blow a guy? Give me that car!
Give me back my shoe!
Give me back my shoe!
Give me back my shoe. At 15 cocks, that means starting at 2 years old, you did one every 2 years.
No, that's the average, I guess you would say. No. I started at the ripe old age of 14, and I didn't blow that many people around that time.
Darren, how old were you when you... I know... How old you were when you lost your vagine, but how old were you when you think you got your first, like, a girl first touch a weenie?
First touch it? Like, first, you know, maybe I didn't get to my my vinegar strokes, just, like, to actually physically put her hand on it?
Yeah.
Middle school?
Yeah. Of course, so that's what everybody starts.
It was probably the chick that lived down the block.
That's when everybody starts, is middle school.
The chick that lived down the block.
Yeah, she might have been like the first girl I went down on too. I just like used her as like a little coming of age puppet type of thing.
Pardon the pun.
I wasn't really coming of any age though. It was really just happening of age, thinking of age.
You just hope for coming.
Yeah. No, but yeah, she I pretty much, you know, just like pulled it out and took her hand and put it in her hand and closed her G.I. Joe grip around it and said, "This is what you do. Continue." So
at that point, it could have literally have been like a mannequin or a corpse that you just put a hand around. There was no actual...
That's creepy, Flip.
Well, I'm just saying the way you said it. I took her hand. I put it around my dick.
You have
I closed
to go
the
ahead
grip.
And
I then took her
to
hand
us.
And stroke.
No. I didn't stroke. I said proceed. And she had a heartbeat. So no, it wasn't like a corpse and her hands weren't ice cold.
Okay.
So... Given those factors, you know, judge it as you will.
So middle school.
I was probably like 14.
Yeah, that's the age when everything starts.
Right.
Seventh grade.
Is when you start learning about this shit to the point where you're like, oh, fuck, you got, like, you have things that I'm attracted to now.
You know what? Seventh grade, really, when I was like 12, I want to say, maybe almost 13. No, 12.
So sixth and seventh grade.
When I was 12 years old is where I first, I think, laid finger to vagina. Okay? And I'll never forget that day. It was one of the greatest days of my life. I can feel it.
Forget my daughter being born.
Yeah, dude, that's up there. It's up there. It's a tough one.
Was that the girl that lived down the street?
No. That was my longest relationship I referred to earlier. Yeah. She might actually be one of the people that would actually listen to what we're doing right now, right?
I haven't heard from IE in forever.
Well, if you're out there, hope all is well.
See, that's funny, because, like, you were
12.
You were 12. I don't think
I... I think she reached down and, like, threw my shorts or bathing suits or whatever. She was sitting on my lap. It's like a before school type of thing. She might have had flesh to flesh, but, you know, that was before the... girl down the block situation.
See, I think I was actually 16 before I even kissed a girl.
I know. Wasn't it my friend?
No. It was, no, it was my friend. It was a girl that I knew from...
Wasn't LW?
LW.
Super hot from my friend.
No.
You kissed her at the house
before. I did kiss... Yeah, that was an embarrassing...
Was it?
Awful day.
We were all jealous. We're all like, why him?
Because I was 16.
Covered in zits.
I was covered in zits. Awful skin when I was a kid.
You had an awesome taste for clothing.
You know what? It was a fashion back then.
Hold on. I remember what you were wearing that day. And I could be being sarcastic. Zee Cavaricci's in a Hawaiian shirt.
You're being tight-rolled sarcastic.
Tight rolled.
Not that you're too far off. But I would not.
It may have not been Z Cavaricci's, but it was a Hawaiian shirt and baggy pants.
I did not wear Hawaiian shirts. Let me rephrase that. I wasn't wearing a Hawaiian shirt that day. I had some cool 90s clothes. I have pictures from my 16th birthday. I'm in like cool purple jeans.
There's no such thing as cool purple jeans.
Tell that to the kings of comedy. Tell that to Bernie Mac or Cedric the Entertainer.
You have found the loophole. You are either an African American. Rich entertainer who can get away with wearing anything they want, or you're the Joker.
Well, then call me the Joker. The smoker. The midnight toker. But I was 16 before I even kissed a girl. But 16 was a great year for me, because I went from kissing to losing the virginity. In 1 year. And everything in between happened.
Everything in between happened?
Like as far as touching tit.
I understand what in between means.
Yes. Matter of fact,
You ran all the bases and then you just made it home real quick?
I did.
That's bullshit, dude.
It was a good year.
Well, that's like what you told when you told Allie that she got to see like the entire 6 seasons of Lost in one summer. That's like what you did, dick. It didn't take me that long, but 12 to 15, so 3 years of fumbling around and not knowing what I was doing and...
Oh, I didn't say I knew what I was doing. I just said it happened.
I know. And all the girls you were trying to hook up with when you were 16, I was hooking up with when I was 13. All of your friends.
No. We never hooked up with... Only twice, I think, we actually had the same girl. Hooked up with the same girl.
Right. But as far as your friends or the people that were your age, I got to steal them as a little brother.
Yeah, actually, Darren lost his virginity to the girl that everybody and all of my friends were trying to get with. She was older.
I didn't lose my virginity to her. She was number two. Sort of technically lost. She lost her virginity to me.
Fuck you.
No, she did. And she was young. We were all young.
She was. Yeah, but she was older than you. She was younger than me. I think she was, like, right in the middle between, like, how she was, like...
She was 2 years older than me. She was a senior in high
school. I was a sophomore in high school. So I was... She was, like, 17 or 18, and I was 16.
She used to buy me cigarettes. So she was 18. Yeah.
All right, then I think I was maybe a year or two older than her. So, yeah, she was right in the between us.
Super hot at the time.
She was very hot at the time. She still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I digress. This show is taking a dirty turn.
And I just had to text somebody, so I totally, like, blanked out over the last 5 minutes. What did Flip say? When did you touch vagina for the first time?
Oh, we are so beyond that, honey.
I know, I know.
Allison's in the back seat, incidentally. Darren and I are in the front seat, so
I'm always in the back.
Well, you're the Rosa...
It's where I like it.
You're the Rosa Parks of this car, honey.
So,
get in the front.
Dirty turn, dirty turn. What do you mean?
So,
beautiful. I love it. I saw it. It's a very special.
So we're driving on Alligator Alley right now, which is
for those of you who don't know.
No, Florida's road.
Snake Road
is coming up. It's a stretch of road that goes from the west coast to the east coast of Florida, essentially. And it's just an easy way to, but it's only in the south.
Like it's in the Everglades. It's literally just cutting through the Everglades.
There is
nothing around us except for swamp on either side.
And
airboats. People driving airboats.
Exactly. Like, we take... Like, it's weird. Like, living in California... Because when Darren came out to visit us, he came out to visit this year, he just couldn't get over the mountains. And I forget... Like, I've gotten used to it. I forget that Florida is nothing but flat swampland.
It looks the same no matter where you drive. With the exception of if you drive north, it just gets less swampy, but still looks the same.
But a little more rednecky.
It's beautiful when it comes to the sky, because without mountains, you know, there's a shit ton of sky to see, you know? But,
Yeah,
it's
only
flat
so much sky.
And
yeah.
Boring.
Darren, do you ever think of leaving Florida?
Timing!
It's not funny anymore.
It is going to be funny for a long time for me. Give me back my shirt!
You dick.
We're going to say every inside joke that you guys just don't know.
Well, I did leave Florida for a little while, and I was in Gainesville for like 6 years, which is, you know, different. Yeah, but it's different than South Florida. You know, the landscape is essentially the same, like you're saying, but you actually get like real winters and... Nah, I shouldn't say real winters. That's a lie.
You said in Gainesville?
It gets much colder than it does...
Down
on average
here.
Down here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You said in Gainesville,
balls.
Right?
Yeah, in Gainesville.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I lived in upstate New York, and I would leave again, but, you know, not until Lily goes off to college. And
so
see where my life is.
So when Lily goes off to college, would you move out to California?
I'm not going to say yeah, I would do that. I would see where my life is, and if I could move. It's all about working, unfortunately, where I can get a job.
But just think, by the time Lily goes to college... Allie and I will just have our first child, and you could move out and be Uncle Darren, Uncle Doodoo.
Will you pay me an extra $100 a week on top of being your limo driver?
To be your nanny.
Cute little story about Darren and me. For those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that I've been a comic for a long, long time, and since I was a kid, literally an 8-year-old kid, all I wanted to do was be a comedian. And Darren, being the cute little younger brother, wanted to kind of be part of that fantasy, too. So he made this deal that when I got older and was a famous comedian, he'd be my limo driver, and I would pay him $50 a week. Darren, I want to offer you that job right now. What do you say?
No, thank you. But let me just say that it wasn't that I wanted to be part of your little weird comedian fantasy. I just was economical and was thinking about my future, even though I was a kid.
So you didn't want to support me in my dream?
No, I wanted a job, and I knew that the economy was going to take a turn for the worse. I just felt it. And also, to clarify, since you were a kid, it wasn't that you wanted to be a comedian. You wanted to be Weird Alfred Yankovic.
I wanted to. I was a still am huge Weird Alfred.
Songwriter, and you were...
But I married one instead.
True.
Isn't that random? And I mean, my name is Al for, like, to a certain degree.
No, it is Al.
People call me Weird Allie all the time.
That's for totally other reasons, honey.
But it's because I'm weird, and my name is Allie.
Allie Muhammad, what? Muhammad Ali. Speaking of weird, by the way, we had our... so, again, we hope that you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Gobble tov to all the Jews for the Hanukkah turkey. Gobble tov.
Yes. Okay. We had a wonderful... It was actually the first Thanksgiving, and I mentioned this last week, first Thanksgiving that I had been to with my family since I moved to L.A., so about 13 years, and the first one that Allison had been to. Honey, how do you feel having survived the Schultz Thanksgiving? Just to give you guys a scenario, there were about 35 to 40 people at my parents' house last night. Children, cousins, aunts, friends, all running around, eating. How did you feel, honey?
First of all, his family... like
that's fantastic. Now, Darren, let me
ask
you...
Stop it.
What?
So, first of all, everybody knows Flip. His family... is all exactly like him. Even the people who married into the family, for the most part, very gregarious, fun, crazy, silly, just awesome people. So now is finally the point when I'm feeling real comfortable. You know, we've been married for almost, you know, for 2.5 years and almost 3 years, and known each other for 5, almost 6. So the idea that I'm totally in the family now. I feel like I'm part of the family. It was so comfortable. I have never experienced something so fun in my life. I've never had a big holiday. I have a small family that was, you know, always local to me for Thanksgiving. And having 35 people that you'd almost think like, oh, God, it might be overwhelming. Not with this
family.
And you
weren't overwhelmed or anything, babe?
Not anymore. You know me. I'm a social butterfly, and I'm able to, like, you know, I have a lot of energy to run around and see a lot of people. So it's sort of like, yeah, I get crazy, but I'm not, like, nervous how I used to be. I'm very comfortable. So it was just amazing. And to have his kind of family for Thanksgiving, so loving, so helpful, so grateful for each other, it's just amazing. It's a wonderful feeling. I wish that for everybody.
I'm sorry, what? Timing.
Just crash the car, Darren. Just crash the car. I'll go, as long as you take him out.
It's just really a shame that no one in the family actually likes you and is all just a facade.
You just made me snarf
my own
spit. You snarfed your own
spit. I actually just almost blew lollipop spit out of my nose.
Who's lollipop spit?
That would have brought her to an average of number 16.
I love how we both picked up on that.
I hate you guys.
That's the thing. Like, I told you, honey... When I'm away from my family, I'm like Superman on Earth. But when I'm with my family, I'm just another Kryptonian. Just another goofy motherfucker around other goofy motherfuckers. And it's a good family. It's a really good family. Now, Darren, my brother of 30-some-odd years.
As long as I've been alive, I've been your brother.
Yet, as long as I've been alive for 3 years, I wasn't your brother.
3 years and a little over a month.
Yes, your birthday's coming up too.
It is.
How are you feeling, dude? Because I'm on the tail end of this. How are you feeling getting older? Because Darren, you have more responsibility than I have right now, which is funny. You have a child, you have a home, you have all these like basic things that you're doing.
A job.
I have a job.
I'm sorry.
A job.
I have a job. I get paid to do what I do.
Have a hobby that pays you way too much money that you've worked really hard at getting good at.
This is not a hobby, Darren. This is my profession. It is my job, as they say in Sweden.
And here we are in a moving car doing your job. This is my point.
This right now, this is just fun. This podcast is just a way to kind of stay creative. I don't get paid for this.
I'm envious and proud of what you've become. So, yeah, I have more responsibility. Boo-hoo.
Yes, but my point is, you are getting older.
Yeah.
Like, I know for me, especially this last birthday, like, and Allison can attest to this, I have been going through, I don't want to say midlife crisis, but a lot of introspection. A lot of, like, what does it mean? Who am I? Oh, my God, like, life. I'm starting to kind of get what life is. You know, like, a lot of my perspectives have changed. A lot of my priorities have definitely changed. Are you kind of, like... But yet, at the same time, I still have this almost, like, the visual mentality of a guy still in his early 20s, you know? I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I see the gray hair, but I still see, like, the, you know, the 21, 22-year-old guy there. Like, are you kind of, having that, like, confusion or growth? Are you feeling any of that?
No.
You want to
elaborate?
Sure.
No, not really.
Thank you for elaborating.
See what I mean? The whole family is funny.
I don't have time. I don't have time to go through that introspection. It would be nice. I have too much responsibility, like you said. No, I'm busy. I'm busy, so it's not about, like, what... like, realizing, finding out what life means or anything. It's just about... Some days it's about surviving. You know, it really is. It's about what am I going to do tomorrow to make my situation better. And some days it's about just enjoying the present. I try not to worry too much, except for Lily, about the future. Because I can't control it. It's quite depressing. But I don't have time to be introspective.
You haven't had any... of those moments, you like just like a holy shit. Like what? Some like when you look at, because this is something that I cannot understand, not yet. When you look at Lily, at your daughter, at your child, does it feel normal yet, or do you just still go, motherfucker? Is this like, that's my kid? What the fuck?
When she's awake, it feels normal. When she's sleeping, I'm like, what the fuck? I go in there every night, several times a night. Remember how Dad used to say, like, we used to come and check on you when you slept? Do you remember Dad ever saying that? I remember Mom and Dad saying that. I remember when we were babies, they'd want to wake us up and, like, play with us. But Dad always saying, oh, yeah, you know, I would check on you, like, every night. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Dude, I look at her, like, five times a night before I go to bed. Like, the last thing I do before I go to bed is, like, I just look at her. And that's where I'm in amazement. It's like, I sit there and I rub her hair, I rub her back, and give her like a little kiss. And I see how big she is in the bed versus what she was like in the little crib, you know, and I'm looking around a room, and that's where it kind of hits me like, oh my God, I have like this kid. It's going to be an adult at some point. I don't know what am I going to treat them like Mom and Dad treat us, you know?
Do you find yourself doing things that Mom and Dad did to us? Like saying things or acting a certain way or treating her a certain way?
I don't know. Yes and no. I mean, hopefully I've taken the good parts of what they've left. I mean, they didn't really have any bad parts. We had a pretty good upbringing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got the bad parts of Dad. I try to make sure that I don't do that. I try to have things like patience. But
I like to think when I become a father, I'll have patience.
It happens automatically. I mean, because if you don't, I think you're... I constantly evaluate myself as a father. Like, am I being the best? And I know I'm not being the best father I could be. I know I could be a better father, but...
I think you're doing a great job.
I think you're doing a really good job.
Like, you know, there's always more to sacrifice. It's kind of like the Schindler's List theory. One more, right? Like, I mean, I know I can give up this and do this and do this and, you know, change my life even more to somehow make her life better. But she has a good life. And I shouldn't have to, you know, give those things up.
Oh, no, first of all, you are all the most amazing thing is that you're a single parent, you know? I know that wasn't an intention, but you have dealt the hand that you have played the hand that you were dealt incredibly, incredibly well, like, nobly well, you know? So I think you've, as far as you giving things up for your child, you've gone above and beyond, you know?
Yeah. I have two aces in the hole, though. With the poker comparison, and that's Mom and Dad. We forget about them.
Oh no, that's the thing, honey. By the way, my mom said, and I'm not even kidding. I meant to tell you this. She said that, you know, next year, you know, I retire in June, so maybe I'll buy a condo out in California and help you with the kids.
Oh my God,
sounds
I
like
love
mom.
Her.
Yeah, she really did say that.
That's mom code for get fucking.
Oh, we get fucking. It's just, you know.
Mom's code for stop pulling out.
Oh, I don't pull out.
You use condoms? Oh, that's right.
I don't use condoms.
Hey, pull the goalie. That's mom code for pull the goalie. Pull the goalie.
Was that what the good old BC will be called now? The BC?
Do you have the Nuva ring?
Oh.
What do you have? Oh, the birth control?
I have the Tradish BC.
The Tradish?
Yeah.
Not the placebo?
Fuck all that shit. No shots for me. No crazy rings. I can remember to take a goddamn pill once a day. I'm not stupid.
I've been up inside where there's been like a Nuva ring or like one of those things, and it's not cool.
Those are stupid.
They like ruin it. You're like, oh, a bunch of fleshy vagina plastic.
I have never had a Nuva ring, but
you've never had a Nuva ring.
No, I mean, I've never. I understand, but I've never been with a woman with a Nuva ring. But I do remember this. Do you remember Playboy Tara, Dare?
Yes.
Of course.
We heard about her for a long time.
There was this girl that I was seeing for a minute back in like whatever. And really hot. Like, she had posed or submitted or took sample shots for Playboy. Like, really, really hot. Nice girl. And I remember, and I was, I must have been in early 20s, 21, 22 when this was happening. Maybe 23, somewhere around there. But still very inexperienced, still, you know, I could not believe a girl this hot was interested in me. That's what comedy does.
Nobody can believe a girl that hot was interested in you, Flip.
Well, she was. And I remember one
time... nobody ever met her, and that was always the big thing, is that it was just a lie. You had a picture of her.
No, I had a picture. Nobody... I think Michael spoke to her, our friend, once on the cell phone, but he's like, that could be anybody. I was like, I swear to God, it's Playboy Tara. I remember I was over her apartment. She had her apartment, too, which was also so cool. She was a little older than me. And I was like, you know, she was one of the first girls that like I smoked pot with, which freaked me out. I remember actually first time I smoked pot with her and her brother, I got so paranoid because I already couldn't believe a girl this hot was interested in me, and then the pot just made me so paranoid that I swear to God I thought they were part of a cult and they were going to try to induct me.
Or she was a guy.
No, not that she was a guy. That they were a cult. I swear to fucking God that was my paranoid delusion. That's how little self-confidence I had in myself. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna get high, and then they're gonna convince me to join their cult, and I'm gonna sacrifice blood.
Oh my God, that's your thought process at 21?
I was 22. Allison, you gotta understand, and Darren can attest to this, and I've told you the stories, baby.
Flip's a fucking nut.
Well, not only that, I was a geek. I was a nerd. I was a geek. I was nice, I was fun, I was sweet, but I never was good with women, and I could not be around attractive women. I would be too tongue-tied. So then I started doing comedy, and I had all this confidence oozing out of me on stage, but off stage I was still this awkward guy, and I never had a girl this hot pay any kind of like that attention to me, that to the point that she wanted to hang out and make out and things like that, and I just, my brain couldn't comprehend it. It was like this shitty self-confidence thing I had.
Oh, baby bear.
Well, this is just who I was. But I remember I was over her apartment, and we'd been hanging out for a little bit as far as like over a course of a couple of months, and I was like kind of turned on, and she said like, I'm on my period, I can't do anything, and I was still like, come on. And then she literally took my hand, put it up her vagine, and I felt a tampoony up there, and she goes, do you feel that? That is there. I was like, ah, ew, okay. Another reason why I was always freaked out about period sex, honey.
Yeah. This is where fish played. Millennium show.
Yeah, speaking of vaginas, here where's fish played. Smell.
You said it, not
timing.
Me. Timing.
This is not to just change the story, but do you remember this story about how long it took to get here from where we just were? How long have we been on the road for?
Well, we've been doing the podcast for 35 minutes. About 40, 45 minutes.
So 40, 45 minutes to get to this exit.
Yes.
So it was the Fish Millennium Show. It was a three-day show.
Give me back my show!
It was like the 29th to 30th and then the New Year's show. So we spent two nights there, or three nights there, maybe. I don't remember. It was a lot of drugs. So, excuse me, we left at noon on the day before the concert. I think the concerts were like the 30th and the 31st, but you can get there the 29th. There might have been like another show. I don't remember. So we left, you know, the day before the concert to camp at noon, and we got there, and by the time we got to our campsite, to put the tent up. It was 4 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
So that 45-minute drive took 14 or 16 hours.
I swear to God. Wow.
It was the nuttiest thing in the world.
Because everybody was leaving. There's no other way to
go. That's the only way in. And, yeah. And coming from this way, there's an entrance that going the other way. But that's really the only way in. And,
so if you're coming from the most populated area of South Florida, which would be the Southeast Florida.
Well, these people came. This was the Millennium Show. This was 80,000 people. So they came from all over the country.
Jesus.
So that was
really the
only way in.
The most populated area to go and come from would probably be Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And that's in the Southeast area.
I think this is the only way in.
Like, the only way to the park.
Right there.
At what point did the traffic start? Like right when you got on the highway, or even before?
I think we went through the toll. Right? Wasn't there a toll back there? How soon was that?
Within maybe 5 minutes of getting on.
So maybe within 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes, it started, and then it creeped. But we would stop, engines off, people out playing guitar, hacky sacking. People walking up and down, selling drugs, down the street. I mean, completely traffic stopped for 4 hours. People would sleep, and then you'd start hearing engines start up the road and seeing lights go on. They're moving, and then you start your car, you drive, if you're lucky, 100 yards, stop car off for another 2.5-3 hours.
Jesus. It sounds like fun. It sounds like a party.
It was an adventure. I mean, there were parts where, the traffic would move, and, if I was outside of the car, I would just start walking. And I'd catch up to the car, a couple feet down the road. It was pretty nuts. And then it took 45 minutes to get home.
It's always the case. I remember them. Where were you, honey, for the millennium?
Hang on a minute.
Are you texting back there?
No, I'm trying to think.
Oh.
No, I'm literally, I knew, okay, I would have definitely, this is back when I was dating Garo. God, I honestly can't. Remember
you don't
right
know
now.
Where you were at the millennium?
That's kind of weird.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Where were you on the millennium?
You were just talking about something else.
Saying I wanted to check in on the kid.
Oh, okay.
And if I called her, we can get her on speaker and put her on the thing because the microphone's right there.
We'll do that at the end of the show, okay? We'll make this.
I don't want to know where she was, but I find it hard to believe.
She doesn't remember where she was for the turning of the millennium.
Turning of the millennium, it turned 2000.
New Year's 2000.
It would have been a New Year's with Garo. I think I just went to a party, a general party.
End of the world party.
I mean, you have to. Okay, things blur when I was a teenager.
Line.
Things are a little blurred,
yeah,
especially because
it.
I was with one guy for 6 years, from the age of 15 to 21. So the idea that all those big, and that was started in 98. So New Year's turned to 99, and then New Year's turned to 2000. So it was our second New Year's together. I remember the one turning to 99, I took acid in downtown Fort Lauderdale and ran around and had the greatest night ever. And then sang The Little Mermaid, Under the Sea. No, what did I sing? I want to be part of your world. I sang that as loud as I could at 4 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the woods in front of Garo's house. Amazing. It was an amazing night. But yeah, for some reason, I don't know exactly. A party, something that was totally non stick out, fish that sticks out, going to see a Fish concert that sticks out, to go to. You take ass in downtown Fort Lauderdale, that sticks out. But to go to a house party, I've been to so many freaking house parties that it just kind of lumped in. You know what I mean?
All right. I remember I was on stage at Uncle Funny's. I think Dom Herrero was headlining. And, I was for almost every New Year since I started doing comedy, or since 98. Jesus.
Sexy.
If you're going to do that, turn your mic off, honey.
Sorry. What, can you hear it?
Yeah. It's
kind of
wind.
No, but I know what I mean, from my microphone specifically. I'm sure it's from all of ours.
There's only two, and you're the one next to the window
all
with the microphone.
Of
them. No, I remember. Like I said, I was at Uncle Funny's, and it was cool. And I guess, that's right, my ex came to that show and almost didn't. That should have been the sign when turning over into the millennia. And your girlfriend goes, I'll try to make it. Like, you fucking what, bitch? Huh?
And which girl was this?
Guess.
Oh, okay.
So it's like trying to make plans with you, though, Flip. It's the same thing.
What are you talking about?
Not that you won't ever show up, but... No, stickler about time, but Flip never wants to commit to plans with me just in case something better comes up. That's the impression I always get.
That is not true.
I'm like, hey, bro, why don't you come over at 8 o'clock tonight? Yeah, you know, I got to write a little bit. I'm going to go to Starbucks at like 4.
He does the same thing
I'm
with
like,
a few friends.
I'm like, all right, yeah,
then,
dude, like 8, 8:30, why don't you just roll on by? And maybe we'll just... Okay, yeah, I'll give you a call in a little bit. I'll let you know.
He does the same thing with a few friends.
Right.
Yeah, just in case, they remain nameless.
You know, let's say Allie, this is before Allie, maybe. Let's say, okay, Mike called and maybe, you know, wanted to hang out. Or, you know, Kate and whatever flavor of the month she had, you guys wanted to chill.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate. She might be one of the people listening to this. Hi, Catherine.
Kate wouldn't know how to do this.
Oh. What happened to her?
Stop it. This is like the most inside joke show I think we have done as far as references. No, I don't think that person even has an iPod wouldn't know how to listen to this. Not that she... Whatever. My point is this. I don't make... I don't... I always try to commit to plans with you, but I don't commit 100% if I know there's a potential that I got to meet with somebody else.
That's really a terrible thing to say. That's the most terrible thing to
think and
say.
I mean, if I had already said to somebody else, yeah, let's try to hook up tonight, and they go, I'll let you know, technically, I made... potential plans with them
sure.
before I talk to
that's
you.
That's understandable. No.
But that's not what you do.
No, I've
you just
seen
said in
you
a nice way, basically, yeah, dude, we can totally hang out unless something better comes up.
That's basically
no.
I've seen you do that with other friends.
When have I ever done that?
You do that a lot of times when Dave wants to call and hang out, and you'd be like, yeah, you kind of fish around, and then the minute that I'm gone and you have nothing to do and you're truly bored, you call him up and you're like, hey, dude, you want to hang out? And it's the only time that you call to say you want to hang out.
No.
With who? With Lundgren?
Yeah, I hang out with
Lundgren. Does Lundgren listen to the show?
He might.
Can I have the microphone?
Diabetes.
Hey, stop with all the inside fucking jokes.
Just in case he hears me. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
Grant Grunbaum listened to this. You want to say anything to him?
Well, Grant.
Okay. No, look. I am very good with my friends. I will admit, sometimes I could be a prick, and I could be lazy.
You just don't realize what you're doing. That's all.
You don't realize you're a booger.
Now you can tell he's been caught by his... Baby, we love you, but this is something that we're just trying to let you know. There's just something we're trying to let you know, that it sometimes it hurts people's feelings when you make them feel second fiddle.
Okay. Well, first of all, I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Can you play a second fiddle?
Secondly, sometimes I get... Like, you never have moments where you're not... Allison, I can't say selfish. She's not a selfish person. She's giving beyond the point of nausea. But at the same time, you have your negative qualities too, honey.
I know that. I'm very, very aware. Your brother brought up something that was, to him, something that was like, hey, that didn't feel too fun. And then I just said, whether you think it or not, because you said you didn't believe that was true, I gave you another example.
What the fuck was
that? I just burped.
Allah.
I burped, baby.
Hold on. Does Grant really listen to the show?
He's told me he has, yes.
Grant, if you're listening, I miss Thunder too.
Okay.
Another inside joke.
They're all inside references.
No, I'm trying to figure out the people that are listening to this and speak to them.
But there are more people who listen beyond the person we know.
Give him the mic whenever he speaks.
Give me the mic whenever I speak. I'm trying to drive world of the three of you.
You know what? There are...
Give me back the microphone. Do you know when Flip first made his website? I've been there from the beginning, you have to remember. And when first Flip made... When Flip first made his website...
There you go.
It had a visitor counter, which I'm sure it still has now, but it was out there, like, where it said, you are the blank... That was, like, the thing. And there would be, you know, hundreds of hits on his site daily. Like, I mean, it would just...
Not daily. Hey!
The other side of the room.
Why don't you just watch the road, Darryl? The point is, a lot of those hits were me. That's what he's getting at. Not all of them.
And then there were a few where you told, hey, Darren, go check out what I did. Mom and Dad, go check out what I did. But if there were like 300 hits, like 280 of them were you.
Not quite, but not off.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you. I'm not. Well, yeah, I would build my website. I'd keep refreshing the page to see what the changes
were. But you were so excited how high the counter was.
Dude, if I wanted to, I could literally go into the code and manipulate the counter right now and put it up to 1,000,000 if I really wanted to.
You should. See what kind of, if that actually helps. That would be an interesting experiment in marketing.
There was no way that's going to help.
No way it's going to help.
But people go to my, whatever. This
now
is not.
Go to your website.
Yes. My point is this. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
I do.
What?
Timing!
This is like the... I hope anybody who listens appreciates just how inside of a show... Are you calling... Okay, then I'll tell you what. Before you call Lily, because this would be, I think, a fun place to end this particularly... No, actually, I'll unplug this so it doesn't have a reason not to. I hope you guys enjoyed this particularly inside reference show about what are we about sex, about childhood, about growing older, and about my wife and the hoary bed. Before actually, Darren, let me plug this back in, turn that back on, because before we call Lily and we'll have her sign off, it's a little part of the show. No. The little part of the show for you. Little part of the show is this volume up called The Skippy Green Show.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Skippy. Thanks.
Good to hear.
When did you get here?
When did the Jews get here? Probably about 1912, off a big boat from
Poland. That's how the Jews got here, flipping 1912?
Exactly.
Interesting time.
Well, it was. A lot of historians don't really know that, but yeah, the Jews came to America.
The microphone's touching my mustache.
All right, Darren, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Answer the following question in 10 words exactly.
Okay.
Not 11, not 9.
Okay.
10 words. Are you ready?
I was having fun.
Are you ready? 10.
I'm listening.
If you could fuck any one of your old girlfriends, who would it be and why?
In your parents' bed.
Who would it be? Don't you ever fucking talk when I'm talking again. Who would it be and why? 10 words.
No, that's interesting. That one worked out just right, but that one isn't true. Which one of my ex-girlfriends would I have sex with in mom and dad's bed, and why?
Please, take your time.
Well, flip, the 10-word thing is a little
Who's
startling.
Who's Flip?
Skippy, I'm sorry. You look similar to my brother.
Just answer the fucking question.
Okay. How about that feminazi chick, so I can no last name fuck. There's 10 words. Did
Perfect.
You get what I'm trying to say? That was terrible.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
That was good.
We have no flaws on this show.
No, but this, I don't think there has been one technically savvy, perfect show we've ever fucking done. There's always delays and microphones aren't on and feedback.
That makes it more fun. It gives it character.
It's the charm of the show, exactly. It's the Wayne's World of podcasts.
So can we find that feminazi chick? Because I really want to know her last name so I can fuck her. That's more than 10 words, but that's really what I was trying to say.
Ask mom. She's the one to set you up.
I know.
Allison. Where can people find you?
DirtyGuitarGirl.com. And also, something to be talked about on another show, you might see me soon on something big to be announced at the next show.
There's something big coming down the pipeline, and when we know more, we will definitely announce it here.
Yay!
And Twitter, at Allison Comedy, right?
At Allison. It's like all is on comedy.
There you go. And guys, you know me, at Flip Schultz on Twitter, FlipIsFunny.com, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun shit.
Where can you find Darren?
I am way too cool to be on all of these things that you guys are talking about.
You can find...
I have a Facebook page, but go fuck yourself. I don't even know how to use Twitter. What other things do you guys have?
Instagram. You can find him in Florida.
Instagram. Yeah, I'm down in Florida.
You can find Darren in Florida, exactly. And by the way, you can find Allison and myself if you are in the Tucson, Arizona area. We're going to be at Laughs Comedy Club December 14th and 15th.
I thought it was 13th and 14th. My birthday, the 13th.
You're right, 13th and 14th. Allison's birthday will be the 13th. So come out, celebrate with us if you are in the Tucson area. And also, there'll be I'm doing other shows around the L.A. area for Comedy Juice the second week of December. Dates are all up on my website.
There's Dad calling.
And Dad's calling right now.
Well, we should put Lily on the podcast for a goodbye.
Hello? Hold on.
Hello to about 11 miles.
What'd you say?
Exit 101. We're coming up in about 10 miles.
Okay, yeah, I've been counting. They go in order. Well, listen. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily Bear.
Lily, can you...
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
As soon as I get off, I'm going to call for exact directions.
Oh, I've got the exact directions.
We've got the directions, Dad.
Just follow us.
Okay, fine.
Are you still behind us? Just like we like it?
I'm pretty much behind you.
We're behind you.
How's it look?
Okay.
I'm on the mile marker 92 now.
All right, Lily, can you say what's for dinner? She said no.
Please?
I think we lost them.
Oh, we lost them. Oh, well.
Well, that was
sort of our niece saying sort of things.
And we're going to say to you guys, thank you very much for listening to the show. And we will definitely see you next week. Again, happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. Hope you're enjoying your family. And hope you enjoy the show. Bye, guys.
What's
for timing? Timing.
Timing.
Timing.